Welcome to the Ideal Investor Show. This is the podcast where we help you challenge your mindset and discover where you are. Tired of stories about other people's success? We can help you change your life, determine your time freedom point, and join us on the journey to financial success. Let's go. Hey, hello, and welcome back to the show. I want to talk to you today about purpose. It's a little bit connected also to legacy, which you have heard me talk about and describe in the past. So when I refer to purpose, I want to tell you a little bit, you know, that I'm reading from people that I respect and that really go deep in this stuff. And one of the things that I saw that somebody wrote is financial success requires sacrifice backed by a cause or purpose that is more important than the daily comforts, right? And so the thing is basically this aspect of having a purpose in a sense of like a goal. Why are we doing something? Why are we using our money? Why are we investing it in a certain direction? What's the purpose? Why I'm saying it is somewhat related to legacy is because from this kind of purpose, if you were to ask me, why have I been doing it? That has slightly changed, even though the outcome is not going to change. When I first started, the reason that I looked into real estate investing was triggered by the fact that the market, the stock market mainly, which was the only thing that I was really aware of for investing other than putting money in a bank and a savings account or a CD or something like that. The stock market was down, had basically the bubble had burst, crashed, whatever you want to call it. So I was looking for an alternative and started researching and learning about it and found real estate, even though I was aware of real estate for many years, but to really look into it seriously. And at that time, the reason and the purpose was because I had started my own business and I realized that in my own business, it would be somewhat unrealistic to have a plan like a big company to put retirement savings aside. So I needed to do something on my own. The stock market was out. So I found residential real estate and I started collecting and then investing my money with leverage into residential real estate. The purpose for that was to say, well, if I don't want to actually have to work forever and have an opportunity to retire no later than what the government says at 65 or 67, but ideally sooner, then I have to do something. And that doing something was investing in residential real estate. As I then kept working on it and kept working on it and kept accumulating properties and kept getting encouraged by friends and business partners and so forth to create a business around it, what we now call Ideal Wealth Grower, and that you can find at idealwealthgrower.com, or you can find a way to have a conversation with me if you go to our podcast website, idealinvestorshow.com, and then you find a button that says book a call and you can actually schedule a complimentary conversation with me and we can take a look at your situation and how I might be able to help you. But when I go back, that original idea purpose was I want to have the freedom to decide if I want to continue to work either in my consulting company or in the Ideal Wealth Grower business, helping other people to invest their money together with me or not. That was the initial trigger. And then as I dug deeper and deeper and got more and more involved, I realized the purpose is actually somewhat different. Yes, one of the stepping stones is to get to the time freedom point I've spoken many times about, which then gives me that freedom to say, do I really want to continue work? Do I really want to continue consult? Do I really want to continue help other people or not? So what I initially thought was the exclusive purpose, reaching that point to have the freedom to make that decision, was really only a milestone. And the real purpose is to reach financial freedom and independence, not just for me and for my wife and for the rest of our lives, but also for my daughter and for my grandson, right? And so that purpose is really something important to realize. And when we know what the purpose is, Even though I initially mistook the milestone of the time freedom point as the purpose and then expanded it as a longer term legacy where it becomes generational wealth, that is then the motivation, the trigger, the energizer to keep working on it and keep adding to the portfolio, keep making money work for us, keep trying to find the best high performing asset, keep engaging other people to do the same, because it's much more fun to do it in a community. That's really why purpose and being aware of purpose is so important, because there are, for me and anybody else, if you're honest with yourself, there are days and weeks and sometimes months where you realize, wow, this is really not going as well as I wanted to, or as fast as I wanted to, or it's not, you know, developing the benefits or profits the way I wanted to, or any of those kind of things. And when that happens, you should remember what was the purpose of the whole thing. And if the purpose is worthwhile and big enough and far enough into the future, it will keep energizing you to keep going. So that's why I think it's really, really important that you keep that in mind. Like I said, if you want to talk about that, or if you want to discuss what goals you have, what have you done so far, and is that really getting you closer to fulfilling the purpose of your activities, then go to idealinvestorshow.com. Find the button to book a call and have a complimentary conversation with me, and then we see if we can work together and I can help you. So that's it for today. Be well, stay safe, and I talk to you tomorrow.